Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had? Screwball Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix. Black Poet on deck. Got my nigga E. Mossberg, motherfucking current defense. Motherfucking my nigga Bombing, a.k.a. Common, on the sports. The fuck is going on out there, my niggas?
Yeah. Just in here huddling, man, from this snowstorm, you know?
Yeah, it's going down. You know, it went down.
Yeah, it went down. Definitely went down. Got like over 2 feet over here by me, so.
Yeah, so.
Big snow ourselves. We dodged a bullet. Because last week we got hit heavy.
Yeah, I was calling you earlier, Comet, man. You know what came across my mind? I was like, yo, man, how many niggas you know that having a gun saved their lives versus niggas you know that had a gun that fucked up their lives? I was like, yo, I don't know nobody that had a gun and it worked out good for them because you had that gun. Everybody I know had a gun. It got in trouble for that shit with it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they might have got in trouble for it, but they probably saved their life, though.
I don't know, man.
You know?
Niggas be having guns mostly for protection,
you know, cause
right?
If somebody bucking
niggas don't have guns for offense.
But what I'm saying, if somebody bucking at you and you got yours and you buck back and you hit them, you know, you pretty much defending yourself, and you might go down for that because, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you know, it ain't registered or whatever, you know?
Yeah, man. It never works out with a guy. Like, hurry up. Unless
I mean,
you're going to take
if you need
business,
to walk around,
go to take care of business. But if you just walk around with it, that shit is stupid.
Yeah, you good. Yeah, if you just got it to have it, you just call it, you know, you just putting yourself in a hole, you know?
Or you might be scared. You know, there's a lot of scared niggas running around, you know. Got a couple of dollars in their pockets, a couple of jewels on their neck, you know, don't want to fucking get robbed, and don't want to fight. So they won't have that thing on them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not built for it, you shouldn't have it. You know, if you're not built for it, you shouldn't have that shit. You shouldn't be flashy if you can't stand up for yourself. You know,
word
if you
up.
Need a gun, if you need a gun to make yourself valid, you're a sucker. You know,
only scary niggas really want guns. You know, I love guns. I always talk about guns. I love and I hate guns. I talk about guns a lot. You know, so this shit, whatever, but. Guns, man, is for pussies, really.
Yeah,
scary,
but when you
man.
Think about it, you know, when you
scared.
Think about it, and you
living
and,
in fear.
You talking to, nah, but I'm saying, like, if you when you talking about it, you know, it's a different time. You know, you running around, you on the block, you doing what you doing. Then you got the haters watching you get money on the block, and they try to run up on you. You got to back them down. You know, you ain't gonna knuckle up if they trying to come at you. You know, it's not really scared, but when it comes to fighting, if you got to fight. And you choose to pull out a gun instead of fight, then you're a sucker, you know? Or if you get your ass beat and you got to come back with the gun, you're a sucker. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, when I was growing
up. You don't know nothing about none of this type of shit we talking about.
I ain't no gun buster, man. I ain't bust a gun in my life, but I gave niggas the hands. I'm 10 and 2.
Word.
Hell no. Hell no. Even those two losses, I took mine like a man, though.
Who counts fights? I can't even count me fights. Who counts fights? How the fuck you a prize fighter? Nigga talking about 10 to 2. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Let me talk to the niggas you fought. I bet you they got a different story.
Man, look. I'll bring them out. Shit, let me go in Google and find some niggas on my Facebook if I can find them. I don't care. See, one thing about people, they're not gonna talk about their L's. I'm man enough to admit I got my ass handed to me. I got jumped sometimes.
You know, that's what happens sometimes, you know. Nigga got to jump a nigga. That's another pussy move. But I respect it. That's a pussy move, but I respect it because y'all niggas stuck together. And you knew. Damn, man, we got to help this nigga. We got to help each other. I respect that nigga.
At least I knew. I'm like, okay, he's going to give me one-on-one. He couldn't give me one-on-one, so I was like, okay, I understood it.
Nah, my team never played the one-on-one games. We fight one of us, you're gonna get stomped the fuck out, but unless some niggas be like, nah, I got this nigga. Niggas ain't even letting you fight one-on-one, you know, certain niggas, you know. But that's just how that shit used to be. What's going on out there, current events?
What's going on, man?
I wanted to
report this last week, but I didn't get a chance to. But apparently this was some good news in the market regarding the CD sales. CD sales have increased for the first time in 17 years. So it looks like to me, physicals are slowly making a comeback into the market.
The reason for that is because, you know, artists are not really, you know, they don't really benefit. Like, all right, check it out. Streaming works for artists that have a million people that's listening to them. That's who streaming works for. If you only got, like, 50,000 people listening to you or you got 10,000 people listening to you, you know, it don't make sense. But if you got 10,000 people that listen to you and you get 10,000 people to buy your album, a physical, then you're doing all right. If you got 50,000 people buying your album, physicals, you all right. But if you living on the stream ain't too good. You know, streaming ain't too good. You know, and I'm doing low numbers. And, you know, me and Paul was just talking about the streaming too, how, you know, you got people that, you know, they got six to eight to ten cell phones and they streaming one song. You got these bots, you know, getting fake views and fake streaming numbers, and you know, the artists benefit from it, you know?
Yeah, niggas pay for shit, man. Pay for fake views.
But it's good that you know the CDs are coming back, the vinyl is coming back, because it just shows that you have supporters out there. You just gotta, you know, you gotta have something for them, you know? You can't rely on the stream.
A lot of nigga shit these days is deserving wax. Like, a lot of shit, like, why would you put that shit on wax? Like, a lot of bullshit is out there.
And if you know right now, you know that the alphabet, you know, the feds and the IRS, you know, they on the Cash Apps, they on the PayPal. Not again into the streaming money. So if you're making money streaming and you earning, now you got to fill out a W-9 form on that side. So now you're getting tapped in your pocket twice. So if you made $600 in your PayPal off streaming, they tapping that. You know what I mean? If you sold $600, if you made $600 on physical sales through PayPal, they tapping that too. Like anywhere that you making money, they on to you. You know, they on it. They on it.
Yeah, man, you got to be on the corner with that shit.
Yeah, like me and my man was talking about, like, you know, sooner or later, artists are just going to be having places just to sell. They have a show just to sell merch.
Yeah, niggas are doing that shit now. A lot of niggas.
Yeah, but think about it, right? So it's going to be hard because, you know, you got fans that's all across the world. They're not just going to come to New York to buy your album. So you're going to lose out on a lot of sales. You got people from Russia buying from you. You got people from Korea buying from you. You got people from Japan buying from you. And now it's all, you know, they tapping you. They tapping you. You know?
Like you told me, pay your taxes then. Fuck it.
Yeah, you got to pay taxes. You gotta pay taxes. But what I'm saying is, when you pay taxes, you still, all right, so if you work for somebody and you paying taxes, you get a return back that's decent. But if you work for yourself and you paying taxes, they're taking more from you. So you're really not getting none. You might not even get none. You might end up owing them because you made too much. And that's the part that's messed up.
That's the name of the game, nigga. They're gonna rape you.
That's messed up to me, you know? That's messed up to me. Because you wasn't there. You ain't paid for the studio time. You ain't paid for the pressing. You ain't paid for nothing. And we actually making this music to earn back what we put out to make this project.
They don't give
and
a fuck.
Snatch.
All they know is that
yeah, they don't
you
care.
Making money. You want PC. A nickel bag is sold in a park. They want in.
Yeah, it's pretty much. They like Frank White right now. Yep, they Frank White right now.
Grammy, you got a fucking, you making fucking scarves and gloves and mittens and shit. You telling them shits on Etsy? We want in.
Yeah, anywhere where you making money,
it don't matter.
They're like here's that W-9 form. Go ahead, fill that out. And, you made this much? Oh, all right, here's $100 back. What you mean? That's my return going to be for $100 and you done took $600-$700 from me? Yes, it's you know, it'll put people more business-minded. It's a good thing. It'll put people more business-minded and they'll be able to do their taxes. But it's still robbery. You know, it's still robbery to me.
Yeah, that shit.
I think a lot of people also are tired of certain songs not making the streaming sites. Like sometimes you can buy an album and some songs don't even make it because of sample clearances or just censorship.
Well, that's to the artist, because the artist should know that you're not just going to sample this and try to sell it, you know, because the computer's going to pick it up. You know, if you don't get the clearance for it, the computer's going to pick it up. Like, oh, this sample, oh, this belongs to this song, and you don't got the rights to this. Boom, we can't do that. We can't even put it up. And it's respectable because, you know, it's business, so you have to reach out to the people you're sampling from if you can and have clearance if you can, you know. But hip-hop, you know, hip-hop is hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is creating. Hip-hop is creating, sometimes creating out of nothing, sometimes creating out of something. But, you know, still it's still business at the end of the day, and you got to handle your business the right way.
It's bald, what's going on out there, though, man? Sports, what's happening this week, man? We got the football championships coming up.
Hold up. I know you're talking about current events, and I don't know if y'all saw that, you know, Biden had, you know, he promised like $15 billion towards student debt relief, right? And then he just voided it out. Like now it's not on the table anymore. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Well, they took it off the table because maybe the other side ain't with it. He knows he ain't gonna get that. They took a lot of shit off the table. Took police reform off the table.
A lot of people voted for Biden because he was promising school tax and school debt relief. The thing about all the kids that went to school and was like, oh, he's going to help us out. Oh, let's vote for him. And then they all put the vote in. He gets in office, and now he's taking it away from them, which means that they're going to owe that money now. Like, you know, like,
it's foul. They're not letting him pass a lot of shit. They ain't letting him pass it, like, you know. And he's trying to play fair, but he don't know. He trying to play fair, but he don't know once the other side get back in, they ain't going to play fair. Once niggas get back in, pal, they ain't playing fair. See the shit they doing now. When them niggas get back in, pal, nigga. So.
Yeah, you see they sending
Democratic president again, probably.
Yeah, you see how they sending weapons to Ukraine? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, trying to back up the homies over there. They got to back up the Ukrainian homies, you know. That we need PC in that land over there, you know.
Putin's it's just like, bad all that. Around, man.
Putin want that. So you got to go through Putin and get that, you know. I don't know, man. You need to start a whole bunch of shit, man. And don't forget North Korea over there. Busting off fucking missiles. They go over there busting off.
Yeah, 4th of July every day over there. 4th of July. Boom, 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 boom. You can't tell me nothing.
That nigga busting off missiles like a motherfucker.
He be starving the shit out of his people out there, too. Anybody that speak against him, they get thrown into the damn firing squad, too. He don't be playing.
Yeah, that's what you call dictatorship, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, going back to sports, you know... See, Tom Brady might be retiring. I seen something that, you know, his pops was like that he wasn't retiring. So, you know, it's just up in the air. It's all speculation. You know, it ain't no truth to anything till Brady talk about it. But as far as Super Bowl, you know, got them teams ready to go. You know, it's going to be the Bengals at the Chiefs, and it's going to be the Niners at the Rams. Sunday, tomorrow night, you know, tomorrow. Whoever went out of that, they going to Super Bowl. It might be the Chiefs and the Rams in the Super Bowl. It might be the Bengals and the Niners in the Super Bowl. Only thing, it's a new era right now. It's a new era. Tom Brady is not in the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Aaron Rodgers is not in the Super Bowl. So... Them two
but he ain't been in that. he ain't been in there in a while. So, like, you know.
I'm saying you got those two niggas gone. They out of it. And y'all niggas, them niggas ain't in your way. Them niggas ain't in your way.
But
y'all niggas got, somebody got to get it.
Don't sleep. You know, what's his name from the Rams quarterback? Stafford? He been in the game for a minute. But he been going, against mad people and never been here. Never been to where he's at today. You know, you have people like...
Yeah, that's why they got him.
What's his name?
That's why the Rams went crazy and got that nigga. They got rid of the other quarterback they had that brought them to almost keep reaching the Super Bowl. They got rid of him just to bring Stafford in. They brought in fucking Odell Beckham Jr. They brought in fucking other big one defense.
But what's his name on the Chiefs? What's the quarterback over there? Mahomes?
Mahomes, yeah.
Patrick. He done been there twice already. He only been in the league like 3 years. You got this guy, Stafford, been in the game since for 13 years. And this guy done been in the game 3 years and been there twice already. This might be his third time going. This might be his third time.
He's the next on the come up. He's the next great.
Like Andy Reid is not playing over there with the Chiefs. He's not playing. He can't. You know, I look at the Bengals and the Niners. If you think about it, the Bengals ain't been here since, what, 88? And they lost to the San Francisco 49ers. They lost to Joe Montana. And that's when, who the Bengals quarterback was that time? Man, what's his name? Boomer Esiason. Boomer Esiason was the quarterback last time they was here, like at this point, you know?
Yo, on some other note, do you blame this nigga fucking up Brady's chances for leaving the team, leaving the court, leaving the field that day, Antonio Brown?
I mean, yeah, because if he was somebody that brought in numbers, you know, he kind of messed it up.
Kind of fucked up Brady's legacy. Right? Brady trusted that nigga. I don't think he's going to get another job, man. Nobody fucking with that nigga.
You never
know.
They
ain't fucking with Colin Kaepernick. They definitely ain't fucking with this nigga, no matter how good he is on that. Weird up. He shit
on know,
the
but I don't know,
man,
if y'all...
they don't want to give Cap no
you know,
shot.
I mean, but if you remember, they was going to give him a shot, and then he turned around and was like, nah, y'all going to come watch me play over here. And they just like, what? Man, fuck that guy. You know?
Yeah, you changed the facility up.
Yeah, I ain't going to go on your facility. Y'all going to come and watch me play where I want to show you where to play. And they like, what? Listen, man.
How old is Colin Kaepernick?
Right now? I want to say he's like in his 20s, 28.
Word? I know Matthew.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Stafford is 33.
Yeah, but he's been in the game 13 years.
He's 34 years old.
Colin
okay.
Kaepernick?
Yeah.
So he probably came in the game with... He probably came in with Stafford the same price, same time they came in. They probably came in together.
And look, Brady's like 44. Still fucking yours. So these niggas got mad years ahead of them still. No job.
Yeah, what's crazy, though, is, you know, I know Brady got another year in him, man. I know he got another year in him.
Brady's
the type. He's like a Kobe. He's like a Michael Jordan. He wants to give it his all. And if he don't feel he's going to be able to give it his all, he ain't going to fuck with it.
I mean, all he got to do is find, you know, it's like chess, man. Get the right pieces, make a move right, you know.
Enjoy that money now, you know. He never had, you know, niggas be busy all year. Nigga don't have a chance to enjoy the fruits of his life.
Yeah, 22 seasons of playing.
Of being great.
22 seasons.
That's all concentration. That's all football. Your life is football. He missing mad
family.
Yeah,
he's been playing football even before he came to the NFL. You know, you got college football. You missing family time then. You got high school. You missing family time then. You got Pee Wee League.
You got 7 rings. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. What else you need to do? What else do you really need to prove? But except that he's still able to do it, yo. That's what everybody wanted to see. Like, yo, we want to see how far them batteries go, yo. Niggas want to see how far the batteries can take a nigga, man. But, you know, you can't be selfish as a fan. As a fan, we selfish. We want to see that nigga keep playing. But that nigga got a life, you know. That nigga want to live.
On another note, I don't know if y'all pay attention to the Baseball Hall of Fame, but Big Poppy got voted in. A couple players got voted in.
I know you hate to see that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Bronx Bomber for life.
I called that nigga earlier, yo, E, man. I called that nigga earlier, and I was discussing shit about, yo, I'm going to talk about this. I brought up Big Poppy. That nigga got mad. What you talking about that nigga for? I was like, yo, man, you know. And now he brings him up.
Yeah, but you know, that's the whole reason you talked about it, was because we're going to talk about it on sports. So I have to give him his props. But I'm a Yankee fan. I grew up ten train stations from Yankee Stadium. You know what I'm saying? I've been a Yankee fan my whole life. And, of course, if you know the history, Boston and the Yankees always get it in. Whether it's the fans fighting each other or it's the teams fighting each other.
It's crazy. He got shot, too. He got shot at.
In his country. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they let Poppy in.
They had Barry Bonds in there, but they told Bonds he couldn't make it in.
Nah, you know why? Because the juicing. You know, the juicing. That's like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens ain't make it. You know, Curt Schilling ain't, you know, he's on the final year of the ballot. Like, there's a couple people, Sammy Sosa. But these are all people that was, you know, performance enhancement. So, you know.
But that's still bullshit, because a lot of niggas from that era that is in the Hall of Fame, they was all on that juice.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that ain't make it. You know, your Jose Canseco's, your Mark McGuire's, you know, they ain't make it in there because of juicing.
But there's a whole lot that's in there that didn't get caught, that don't have the same numbers anyway, if they was juicing or not. Like, if you ain't going to have the best niggas in there, that shit ain't official to me.
Especially with McGuire and Sosa when they had that clash in 98. That, you can't erase that out of the history books.
But if you know
the Bash Brothers was Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. They were the Bash Brothers. They come into your town, Oakland Athletics. They both putting up home runs, both of them. One had like 50 home runs in the year. The other one had like 45 home runs in that year.
Nigga Sosa was wilding.
Barry Bonds was wilding. Everybody that was swole, kid. Everybody that was swole.
Hold up. Sosa didn't get in trouble, right?
I don't know, but, you know, they look at it. They know he did, you know.
He did?
No, they know that he did performance enhanced, but they ain't never caught him, you know. Almost like A-Rod, you know, A-Rod. They were saying A-Rod was juicing.
But I thought A-Rod got caught or snitched on or something.
Yeah, he ended up going to trial and ended up losing. He was supposed to get like $241 million from the Yankees, and he ended up not getting any of, like, barely any of that.
Because he was guilty of it. He was wrong.
And he just walked away. He just stepped away. Now he's just the commentator.
Oh, but he's up right now. He's super up. He's like a Magic Johnson on the low. He got mad businesses, yo.
Before we go on to play some music, man, what is the NBA news looking like?
The NBA.
Lakers suck.
On the East Coast, you know, the Miami Heat, they on top. The Bulls right under them. The Cavs right under them. It's really the Heat and the Bucks that's first and second place to me, but, you know. They got the Bulls and the Cavs. The Nets is in fifth place, but, you know, the Knicks in 12th, but, and on the West Coast, you know, my Suns, you know, they on top. You know, the Warriors right behind them. The Grizzlies right behind them. And you got to watch out for Grizzlies because they came to play this year.
Oh, hell yeah. John Morant.
Yeah, the Lakers in ninth place, man. With all that talent, and they sitting in ninth place, you know. I think they under 500. I don't even think they over 500, you know. They 24-26 right now. That's horrible. You got the Suns sitting at 39-9, you know what I mean? You got the Warriors at 36-13, you know. You got the Grizzlies at 34-17, and then you got the Lakers who got all that. And this guy's
supposed to come back too. What you need to make playoffs at least?
At least 80 games. Got to have at least 80 wins.
They ain't going to have that.
They ain't going to have that. And they got AD back. He come back this week. AD come back this week. I think he came back the other night.
They're not going to have 50 wins the way they're going.
Nope.
LeBron, he's sitting out another game.
How much more we got to play? This is just the middle, right?
Right now, they had 24. So I know it's like 100 and something games total. I think it's like 120 games total. Oh, you taking the shit over there? Who's taking shit?
Shitting on these niggas.
And you know what?
Oh,
though,
the Lakers,
you know,
got flushed. The Lakers got flushed on just right now. They do.
That's the disrespect.
That's like shitting on niggas, King Kong style.
Oh man.
Nah, man.
I know we got a lot of heat.
Had to flush the blunt guts, you know. I mean, here in the smoke section.
Yeah, we got some heat coming, man. We're going to debut this joint here from Billy Dance called The Chief. We're going to follow up with a few more joints. So anybody want to call in, 516-531-9596. Let's go.
Hit him. Bad business, E.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go, E.
It's playing. I'm going to do it on my laptop here. Yeah, it's waiting to play. I got it right here. Here we go.
Let's do it. Maybe the unlimited edition of dance is a little much for you to understand, and I understand. It's hard comprehending winning from your position. You couldn't see the vision, so you aborted the mission. Listen, my hand hot, I'm gracious. I move through the block in the land yacht. That thing spacious is with a different spaces. You don't know what 100% imported Italian Egyptian lace is. The root of the family tree, they root for me. Along the scenic route from Pickin Avenue to Cantonese, I can't believe these dudes would lose faith in the ace. Get deceived and put your faith in the ace. Looking good, champ. Put your bag in the trunk before I dismantle your swag and put a mag in your gut. I'm dangerous. Take a couple steps back from me. There's homies in the hood that'll shake a rat for me. The chief back. I know you know the fact on who architected the map on how we got where we at. Beethoven, an orchestrated soldier. Let's get it rolling. Get your chest rolling. We do it big. Been doing it big. And still doing it big. I'ma let you live. But you know what it is. Some people call me the greatest. I'm humble when I say it. I can't deny it. I'm amazing. My cadence is electrifying. Cage the lion. Condemn them from the airwaves. Give a minimum wage. I commend them for trying. Look, I built bridges without the alliance. My name should be engraved in mahogany and gave to science. Here's a blueprint on how you do shit. You gotta shake and move shit within your own movement. And don't lose it. Keep control. Don't throw out your pole. Fishing for positions you can't hold. And remember the goal. It's a chef, not checkers. Every step ain't a step. Every step is a lesson. You can run into some pressure, but ain't no need of stressing that. It's gonna be some roadblocks on the path to where your blessing at. You gon' have to GPS it to find another route to get it. Recalculating can take a second. Don't be reckless. The chief back. I know you know the fact on who architected the map on how we got where we at. Beethoven, an orchestrated soldier. Let's get it rolling. Get your chest rolling. We do it big. Been doing it big. And still doing it big. Yeah, I'ma let you live. But you know what it is.
It's impossible for me to talk about you, talk about myself without talking about you. I learned so much from you. It's impossible.
Crime lords, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lords, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice.
Crime is an art, painting a Picasso. Brownsville niggas on a train that drops to city pretty, greedy, great sunny views. Motherfuckers wanna smother the way that the money moves. Fast castle, casual capo, tins of gin, pack of camels, turkey necks, stuffed pork sausages, worthy bets, guns, four corners, survived the night, attempts on my life from the build to the heights, best five lights, the train in New York like the movie Warriors, crime committed, it was usually all of us, crack a safe like I missed the spot, use my ears to pick the locks, ladies ask, why my clothes so fresh, for all the times that I don't own shit, what's a shot in the air just to keep me focused, lone sharks, sneak deep forces, platinum plaques in my grandma's closet, stolen wallets and stolen privates,
crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice, crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on
with a slip, getting sex and blown. Big tip, bitch, yo, her neck was gone. Crime lord, discipline, divine force. Bullets long, like a foot size four. That's the life of the world we live in. Snake bites, slice, dirty pigeons. I really live in the spirit of lyrics spitting. Prepare the lyric, consider profess winning. Dungeon dragon, basement fire. Voodoo blessing, sacred asylum. Jungle gym in the motherfucking snow. Blood is spilled, your motherfucking nose. My dress code like a race car driver with a bunch of potheads trying to take my lighter. God forgive me, once in too many. Move mountains started with two pennies. Gorilla grip on brand new duct tape. My nigga got knocked in, transferred upstate.
Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on.
I'm like out, left the wall, stop it. How this shit get in my pocket? Make a withdrawal, I'm gonna make a deposit. Keep the change, we want dollars, no knock. I tell you gonna get robbed, nigga, I'm a prophet. And let the shit cross the life, everybody prosper. I was born in state, free, made me a sinner. Cause in the orphanage, we ain't sleep for dinner. And for Thanksgiving, it was corn pop. Shit, I threw all my banking at the pawn shop. A low life from a school of deception. But the pro-life, the ones that try to teach us a lesson.
Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lord, nothing stops someone from holding shit down on they own your choice. Crime lord.
Yep. I mean, every so often you need to have a little bit of fun. Yes, sir. Just a little bit of fun, man. Yes, sir.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I actually rap, man. Yes, sir. I'll show y'all better than I can tell you. Yep. I'm a daddy, used to say. Yep. Yeah. Yo.
With seven representing young Christopher neighborhood guy. Don't get it confused, player. I'm a good guy, like Optimus Prime, except when I'm popping a nine. And bullets going through your chest and popping your spine. That only happens if you out to try to take what's mine. Like it's yours, I got mine, get yours. I shine like powder, you're a thing, stain floors. Reason why, cause I taste dope, you taste. Been writing rap so long, I probably got arthritis. Ghostwriter, know myself, no arthritis. Check the credit goes to myself. No other life is except author my government name, they authorize this. Yes, I travel down south for better climate, call me son. But I sound like one, and I'm the brightest. Gold around me neck, and I ain't strangled by King Midas. Stack paper for rainy days, cause the rap is no retirement. Demonstration, man.
That's it.
Truth. What up, baby?
Yeah. Beat Miner.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Overcheck.
MCA shit.
Yeah. See, newly woke people saying rap cats a profit. Nope. I saw the signs when y'all groupied out on pop shit. Still on my optics. Visualize, manifest. Man of war watching sure versus man in dress. How most of you niggas I'm unimpressed. Like a wrinkled suit. Bitches always keep a gay ring cause they think you're cute. Not over here, buddy, we all gritty and grungy. Detached like my mama never hugged me. She hurt people, you both crushes to beat you. Torn ligaments, gonna hit you with my D2. Nigga, that's what a G do. Even give ugly girls hope, like the Me Too. Breeze through, mint green coupe, color of pea soup. Who see through, my wealth liquid, think G2. XOXO, B2. Kiss the death, the pandemic that your people lead to. Eat through your respiratory. Rap extraordinary for the extra glory.
Ran up the crew in the entourage. Go through, get on the mic and just take charge.
Yeah, I got rhymes galore, uncut pure by the kilo. It's all in the eyes, Chico. Corrales vs. Castillo, Razor Ramon Machismo. Hero turned hell, throwing toothpicks the size of chopsticks right in your grill. Crush them for real, Dale Payne, I aim and I spray. Rush them like a fan on the field when the game is in play. Having my way, whatever you want, bet, let's wager. I'm not your average Joe like Dumars and Frazier. Sway the odds in my favor, I'm a street educator. Believe I'm leaving my mark for marks left on the paper. Let's go, time and space escape ya, I take ya to that place. I be the vessel for those special moments to embrace. Faced with trouble, you fled on the head, I hit the nail. When I approach, you got your head down like stepping on the scale. I reckon I prevail, you bail, tuck tail and run. I conquered, so I came, my reign has just begun.
Ran up the crew in the entourage. Yo, trash, get on the mic and just take charge.
Yo, wrong conquer a monster, my shit is Szechuan. Style sensei to mock day lanes, I get them on. I sodomize mics with that knife work. It's been the type of lives that make a nigga life hurt. Gorilla tight verse, lay you now your family over you in them white shirts. Won't catch me in no Starbucks basement with Julia serving. Bent over nigga, ass open, popping the Perkin. Death to them niggas that ever said that I jerked them. Cause I believe in niggas and treat them that way for certain. Until a nigga gotta expose them, pull back the curtain. I love this rap shit and I breathe and bleed for the culture. I'm an icon.
Khan rocking the ring the size of Gibraltar. The Hannibal of Carthage commander, you just a soldier. Cause basically as long as I'm breathing, your shit is over.
Round up the crew and the entourage. Yo, LP, get on the mic and just take charge.
I kick straight bars, let off ARs on A&Rs. Shit on the industry, constant winning streak. P-Traz and Truth is monster ministry. Weed bags, brew, blunts, Hennessy. Take off, five on the mic, I make ball. Form it up like Kane, never faking the fall. Kid fireworks, always getting bread, always in one. Shine like rays of the sun, I'm on them. And if they front, you should inform them that I'm the professor and I send them to their dorm room. Expeditiously set them Christmas tree. Rappers on fire with my special recipe. A hardcore tales and scales from the man that hails from where the queens keep their ears and nails. On point, yeah, I'm shouting out some dancing girls. On the gutter ass track, you advancing the world, my nigga.
Round up the crew and the entourage. Yo, Trek, get on the mic and just take charge.
I'm flabby, happy, a nappy, pappy, this way, that way. They say I got that gun talk, don't come this way, go that way. If I'm part of you, pardon me, honor your top or bottom or carnivore, a war of carnivores. Ain't no niggas trying me or eyeing me, I'm eyeing these. Bigger gun, bigger economy, trigonometry, honestly the irony. If I'm Clyde, then you see Bonnie and me. Shit, even hip-hop honors came and honored me. Cocky, ain't it? Conceited, needed, beat it. You got a Barney on me, I'm undefeated, bleeding. Bloody, you bleeding, so I'm busting, cussing, fussing. And squeezing, I'm seeing these demons every motherfucking weekend. Entourage it out, mob it out, God it out.
Screw, 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 board radio, live, live, live from the Matrix. Yeah, yeah, that's what you're gonna hear, man. Dope shit, underground shit.
Yeah,
shit you ain't gonna hear nowhere else. You gonna hear?
Yeah, we play that grump. That Crime Lord, Thurston Howell featuring Sticky Fingers of Onyx. Then we hit him with that Los Lauren, you know, and followed up with this exclusive joint. This is that one I was telling you about, Poet, you know, Truth, featuring Raz Kaz, Tragedy Gaddafi, Large Pro, Tretch, produced by the Beat Miners. Shout out to P.S. Cutting for that exclusive joint right there. That was crazy.
Yeah, you got me open. I want to hear some more shit. Word. Got me open.
And that Billy Dance joint was fire, too.
Everything crazy tonight. Word is gone.
Yeah, it's feel good to hear Tretch coming back, too. He said he's going to be dropping a project, and Eminem going to be sitting on it. We're going to see where that go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tretch is a legend, man. I remember listening to Tretch back in the day, you know?
Well, Tretch got some shit.
Yeah, definitely got heat. Definitely got classics, too.
Tretch is always raw, you know?
Hey, hold on. I think we got a 929 call on the line. What's going on?
You know who it is. Yo, listen, I was just going to, this is Tochi, by the way, you know, Toronto cat. I was just going to, you know, lay back and, you know, not call in, but I'm hearing this, the Beat Miners joint that you just played, and I'm like, yo, what is this? I never heard this song before. So,
yeah, it
just
dropped.
I
just
wanted,
it's exclusive. Just dropped this week.
I like it. I like the feel of it. It's already, you know. Yeah, it's a decent song, you know what I mean? I liked just the vibe of it. I liked how Tretch was on it. You know, Tretch was spitting, sounded nice. Large Pro was sounding good on it. It seems like a pretty decent song. And, you know, again, Beat Miners, you know, classic guys, they know what they're doing. So I was listening, and I was just like, yo, hold up, I don't know the song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Schoolboy Radio, you're going to hear that exclusive shit, homie. You know that's what we do.
You're perfect, perfect. I love it, man. Keep playing that gutter, man. That's what I'm here for, you know. And then you played a track before that I actually hadn't heard, but I mean, I recognized it as soon as, you know, you always tell Thurston Howell. So that was dope.
Yeah, Crime Lord.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah,
Crime Lord.
Sticky Fingers.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was Thurston Howell and Sticky Fingers on Crime Lords. And then I don't know if you caught that first joint with Billy Dance of M.O.P. That was the first record we played.
Yeah, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm a rap dude, man, so I'm always, you know, I'm always trying to hear stuff. And, you know, and it's funny, man, like, those guys, to me, again, like I've said this before, but, you know, they're spitting better than a lot of these underground guys that's coming through in the last couple of years. That's a sad part to me, because it's like,
well, you know,
we need
vets
to get our shit together, man.
The vets is what carried the torch. So when the vets drop, you know, 9 out of 10, they still know what the people want. You know what I mean? That's one thing about when the OGs drop a record. The OGs drop a record, it's always going to be what the people want to hear, because they've been doing it for years. They ain't trying to reformat the format, you know?
I love the G-Rap album. I love to hear new G-Rap project.
I know we got a new G-Rap song that we're going to be playing. We're going to be playing next, right? Right, E? We got that new G-Rap song.
Sir, he got, matter of fact, he went ahead and called Freeway and Lil Fame from M.O.P. on there. This joint here is called Wise Guys.
Well, let's get to it. Screwball Radio Live.
Okay, let's get to it. I was going to say real quick.
Say what now?
Come back.
Real quick. Because if I can recommend a joint, because I know I love what y'all are playing. I don't know if you guys have played this before, but there's a song I love. It's Yams, Tragedy, Gaddafi, and Royal Flush. I love that record. I think that shit is like.
We might have played that last. It's a little. That's an old song though. We might have played that like last year, but.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It came out like a couple of five years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. But one of the more recent-ish songs, and I'm like, yeah, this is boom bap that I remember being dope. That, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't me.
Yeah, but watch out for that.
You know what I mean?
Watch out for that new Tragedy album, Aura Report 2, coming. You know, he still got heat coming, you know? Shout out
got
to Tragedy.
Got you, family. Got you. Always appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah, man. Good looking for the call up.
Good looks.
Yo, E, drop that shit.
Oh, hey.
On the beat. Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing, sing.
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
Nigga, cheese in the cut, got cheese in the clutch. Watch him hop on his dick like fleas on a mutt. Stop cuffing your chick before I leave with the slut. Play tough, this long nose will sneeze on your gut. Drop family music, homie, we do's it. Give him leaf 70 cubits, don't be stupid. Give him room to breathe, let him breathe by the bitches, man. Wrist got more cuts than a nigga ever since the hands. I just left the spot. Get the figures, man. Still got scale on both hands like Lizard Man. Man's dudes rap about it. KGR living scram. Chris and King 7G's to the liver fan. I catch a chest cold, my shit kind of frigid, man. Down beats, press up, see what the chat bout. Around 3 in the morning, I'm blowing the back out. 4 hours later, kid, I'm throwing them packs out. Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our same things.
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our things.
Get a wise guy.
We do our things.
It's Mo P's in the cut, with G in the cut, blowing on Halloween, Hennessy in the cup. Believe what you want, I ain't your average nigga. I bang the hitter till I hit him and freeze on the fuck. Crime time, Glock 9mm era, Brooklyn. I'm from a hood where niggas bleed for the cheddar. Busy the brown villain. Hopping off the sidewalks on a banshee. Oh. Swinging off the bars like I'm in a jungle gym. Oh. Dirt monger him, don't fuck with him. Guns, we fuck those. Pretty hoes, we fuck those. They asking me if Pac is alive. Who the fuck knows? All I know is real niggas don't ride to the end of town, dog. Real niggas don't die.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing, things.
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
We do our thing.
was on push pop. Remove the top and leave your finger gone. Six shots to leave you in the spittle hanging on. I ring it on you bitch niggas, bring it on. They know me, I'm the one that make it hits for y'all to sing along. Y'all to honor me, since the dynasty I've been the bond. Y'all igniting me with love, to try to do is keep me calm. For I reload, explode, I'm the new Beyond Lito. He the new God MC with the chinky eyes. I'm a hustler, I've never been without it. Before my work is finished, I read like NDI. Catch me out with Abu Dhabi with the Ajis. If you try to stop me, it'll take 19 of y'all. I'm a pimp, make it take a bikini off. She freaked me, cause I freak the beat like intercourse. The boat moving, here we been aboard. You must be a dyke, cause you've been abroad. New raw style, got two verses in the chorus. On the track, with a bloody cross, you be in the morgue.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing, sing.
Get a wild guy. Get a wild guy.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wild guy.
We do our thing, sing.
Look, know what the fuck it is, nigga. Coming to kill, yo. Check. Hey, yo, word to the connect and all my customers that I serve. I vow to keep my foot on your neck. Knock the noodles out for noggin for breaking the check. Leave no vital signs for the EMS to collect. My heart pump, ice cold blood, no love, gold slugs. Where I'm from, they die young, lucky to be your old thug. You either went legal or chase the evils and sold drugs. In the field, ducking pig weasels in the covers. This is the soul of a soldier. I get my knuckles bloody, both boots muddy, fucking you niggas up for the culture. Don't come close, I'll shoot the kill. They dumb, deaf, and blind still and think everything but the truth is real. Fuck it, just have commas in your budget. But don't say shit to me. I didn't have riches in my history, so I'm going out for mine viciously. Paid bands for rhymes in 24, 460 piece. Pick your poison, I don't mind building or destroying. I find reading and shooting and enjoying. Get all your rapping friends in a circle and tell them join it. I smoke all them niggas in one puff when I roll up. You made a few moves, niggas, so what? Still garbage, you just another fucking target in the range. Did I shoot all up in the face after I aim? It's not my name in your bloodstain.
Ayo, I had to confess your best shit, probably average your best. On average, add them up, you couldn't average the best. Simple math, pay for it, I'ma have your address. The revolver's this time, get it mad, it's the rest. Force rap, I'm the one niggas ratting about. Killed a lot of niggas' songs, they ain't pointing them out. I want money, not fame, I ain't pushing for clout. Tell your man fix his face, so I'm pushing it out. If they don't do it for me, ain't something that I zone. Get out of they pocket, put something in your own. A block to stay high for a hustler's home. Some got raided, was bugging on the phone. Feel like you're talking spies, but my morning massage, I don't argue with guys. You're not tough, just hard on the eyes. Couple stabs and your face gon' scatter like an awful collage. What you love, they'll harm you through it. You get real fucked up when your mom into it. Embalming fluid, I don't let karma do it. Taking it far, big joint weight in your heart. Took a map, but I never call. Be aware, the plot's under the smile, so never ignore. I'm embedded with raw, so forever for sure. Whenever and whoever they are, head on the wall. Come in my room, man. See these tags on the wall? Search for your favorite if he ain't up there. I got a spot for him.
Fuck out here.
I ain't catching yet. Still running. Ah, this is what a competitor do. Now, I mean, this is the awful. Niggas be mad as awful shit. Want the four best verse on the song. And it's only two of y'all.
Yeah.
Well, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix.
Clone Talk, man.
That new fire right there, kid. You're, that's what we play, man. New fire, old fire. It's definitely going to be fire.
Yeah, that's that Rome Streets. Riggs featuring Rome Streets, produced by DJ Muggs, off their new album, Gold. It's crazy.
Muggs been on the run, man. Yeah, get that album, yo. That's pure hip-hop right there.
Yeah, Muggs don't play. Muggs drop like 10 albums a year. Different artists, you know. He got the Etho album. He got the Riggs album. He got the Mayhem album. He got the Flea Law album. He got the Wrong Streets album. Like, he just work. That's what he do. He just work, drop albums.
That's what we do, man.
It was just his birthday. Yeah, it was just his birthday yesterday, DJ Mugg. Shout out Rakim, the God Rakim. It was his birthday yesterday, you know. We got support and show love to the legends.
Word up, man. All my peoples that lost peoples. A lot of people, you know, losing lost ones, man, man. Hold your heads, man, for real. You know, it's a lot going down, man. Just everybody got to be strong. Just hold your head, man, for real. Yeah, I know you got something to take us out with.
Yeah, we out of here.
10 o'clock. You know what, to leave on that note, man, that's some real stuff, man, because it's what this show is supposed to do, man. It's supposed to give people a layaway out of what's going on with the world. We're supposed to bring them laughs, the good news, the deep news, dope music, all that. Are we doing our part and, you know, contribute to the culture?
Yeah, till next week.
On that note, we out. I'm going to leave y'all with a joint from Big Twins from the Infamous Mobs. The joint is called Over. So we see y'all next week. Same time, same channel.
Let's get it.
This nigga washed this nigga real quick. What
happened?
What up? Now we do it, son. Queensbridge. Infamous. Hustling on the block, it's just another day. Put the crack in the staff, the fans out today. Shit, I'm trying to come up, they need to go away. They ask the questions, I know they trying to get over. Pull a guy out, shot him in his left shoulder. Then I'm trying to chill out as I get older. Keep my name out your mouth, you know we infamous. We run the whole New York, that's the difference is. We telling lies at my sentences. I had that roar in the kitchen. I said, fuck the world, I'm on a mission. Sending letters out to prison. I gotta float before I end up in the system. Pete Gorn, I really miss him. But you gotta stay strong and move different. Yeah, same shit, just a new day. I'm never slipping, got my gun on me all day. It's over for niggas, man. Never stood a chance, what the fuck we talk about? Never. Check it, hey yo, here's the prerequisite, I'm a force to be reckoned with. That, a wrecking board to your chin, it's me and Big Twins. I float on beats like I'm in the water with fish fins. I'm from a place where they tossing bullets, no pig skin. Don't cross the line of scrimmage thinking I'm just rhyming lyrics. I'm Jordan recording, I don't care about the prime of Pippin. I shine like a showcase in the Diamond District. Highly privileged ghetto child, every line's exquisite. I'm calculated, the rap game oversaturated. But I got more fire than take off time at the NASA station. One of my first hustles, bad check phone activation. We was moving too slow, I didn't have the patience. Now it's corporate convos over a glass of wine. The baddest dimes wanna marinate with the mastermind. Detroit's light-skinned villain, who they praising now? My rap's equivalent to a Bill and Beer flagrant foul. Over, nigga, no overtime.
I know that.
Now I'm gonna have to